When did the station come on?
Around March of this year.
Yeah. Did you think that you'd be able to establish yourselves quite easily around here? Because there's no competition, is there?
Well, we were operating in Dublin City as DCO before we moved out here.
Really?
And we found it very, very hard in Dublin City. There's an awful lot of small stations that only come on at night in Dublin. And so we moved out here then, around, say, we started off around March, and we find it far better off. Far better off. We've pulled quite a lot of listeners off some of the other stations, you know, the bigger ones, Nova, Sunshine. Guys, I'm going very well now. Happy enough with it.
Yeah. Do you do anything that's that different from what most of the others are doing?
Well, we're a middle-of-the-road station. We mix the music. We don't specialise in any programmes like rock programmes, country and western. We mix it all. We keep away from heavy stuff. And as I say, it's all middle-of-the-road music. It's all music that people know, and with the odd album track, you know. Mm. And we leave the phone lines open all the time, with the exception of our own top 30. We do our own top 30. But other than that, we take requests all the time from the people, and we play the record they ask for if they want one, you know.
What about transmitters?
Well, we started off on a 350 watt medium wave, and we now have a kilowatt in, 2 weeks in now. And that's the medium wave transmitter sited about two and a half miles away from the actual studio. We have a 25 watt FM, which we're sending out and picking it up on a tuner and relaying it back on medium wave. Now, that was due to residents, you know, the medium wave transmitter was causing a fair bit of interference, where the FM doesn't cause any local residents. So we've no problems with those anyway.
Yeah. Who owns it?
It's Brian Matthews. He runs the station, which he's not here at the moment. He doesn't be down at the weekends. But Monday to Friday he's here. Okay, he does the show himself as well. He's in charge.
Squeeze a bit more in, probably. This is the Rockabill Hotel. A very convenient site for a station, really, because...
it is. It's very, very handy for us. And say, we've all the facilities.
The Human League in Oakland.
Second
from the Human League today. It's called Don't You Want Me?
A lady DJ.
We have... that's Cindy. Cindy was with us, she's on every day, and we've three other ladies as well. We have four in all. We have some that does weekend shows, and we have two that does shows Monday to Friday. We've one then on standby, lady DJ on standby as well. No discrimination.
I'm just trying to have a word with her in a moment. She queues a record up. All right, Cindy. For years, I suppose, the business of disc jockeying has been a sort of very male-dominated thing, but more and more the girls getting into it. Did you have any apprehensions before you became a disc jockey? No. Is this something you naturally got into, or...?
I've only been doing it for about a month or so, haven't I? About
3 months.
2 months.
Is it something you set out to do yourself,
no.
Or just got slid into it, really?
Yeah, and I like it.
You do?
Yeah, love it.
What sort of music do you prefer?
Mostly heavy.
Yeah.
I like heavy, but like, you have to satisfy everybody, so you just play all kinds.
Yeah. Right. How do you get on with the equipment?
Well, I know how to use what I have to use. Like, if I slipped that up, I wouldn't know anything about it at all.
Right.
Yeah. I only know what I have to know.
Yeah. Just if you didn't think about it before, I suppose you'd... wonder how it was done, but no complications.
No, it's easy enough. There's only these five, and then the tape decks. They're just the buttons to press. Like,
Right. Well, it's quite small in here.
It is, yeah.
That's just because there's four of us in here all together. It's getting a bit hot. How do you get on with that?
Well, smoking doesn't help either. No. Just that's okay. Get used to it after all.
But everybody's enjoying themselves well, look at it anyway.
Oh.
Good atmosphere.
That's this CRF for
you. Oh, we've had a meeting in Dáil Éireann with one of the ministers, Aibok. And the boss had actually in Dáil Éireann with him.
First one, open your heart.
And he assured him that there's 12 months before being bothered, 12 to 18 months before the new laws are brought in.
Yeah.
So at least we have a guarantee of 12 months anyway before being bothered. So then when he did tell us that when it is legalised, you have to have a certain amount of money behind you before you will be given a licence and all, you know, just to assure that you'll be able to keep going for a limited time, you know. So, just have to keep a few bob in stock.
I suppose with the government in the state, really, where it could go either way, it's one of the last things they're going to...
Yeah,
which really,
you don't know what sort of legislation they're going to bring out, you know. Well, personally, I think it's going to be reasonably small local community radio that it'll be given to. You'll have to pay for your licence, of course, you'll probably pay dearly. And you'll be told what's to transmit from, you know, what's range to cover. You'll probably be told, well, you're only putting out so many watts and you're covering a certain area and that's it.
How many broadcasters have you got?
We have about 10 to 12 and all, which is not bad. We've staff on during the week and then we've more staff that just goes on at weekends. We try not to mix, put the staff that's on during the week on at the weekends, you know. It gives them a break as well. But sometimes we have to, if somebody's sick or on holidays, which is the case at the moment. For the last 3 months it's been the case.
Do people bring their own records in, or does the station supply them?
Some bring their own, and the station have quite a lot here. And say some of them bring their own, the rest of them use what's here, the station. We have quite a selection. Like you've outside there, we've plenty. That's the LPs there. So anyone that wants to bring their own, they bring it.
They aren't sort of vetted beforehand, really.
Hmm?
They aren't sort of vetted beforehand, just up to the common sense of the...
Oh yeah, well we do.
Those are on.
We'd have playlists, which you have to make out. The presenter makes out a list, so that the presenter that comes on after them knows, can look at that, and won't play the same record in his show. As you do get it where the same record could be played a number of times. So that's it's a fairly good idea, but even with the charts, the current chart records, we have a system worked out there where each presenter, we have numbered, there's roughly six shows per day. It's the seven shows actually, but the late show is just all smoochies, heartbreakers. But the other six shows, we have the top 30 broken up into six places. And each presenter gets five out of the charts to play. He must play those five. And the only other chart record he plays is if he gets a request for it, which stops the certain chart records being played all the time. And then the ones that a person mightn't like, well, he has to play them if it's on his list. It's compulsory five. You from town, really, a lot of it is around here. We have Miles Balf there. He advertised on a lot of pirate radio stations in Dublin.
Yeah.
He's three businesses, alternators, starters, dynamos, he does it. He's big business. We have him now, he's operating in Phibsborough.
Yeah.
We had a car sales shop from Finglas, you know, we have Cantrell and Cochran as well.
Yeah.
We were picking up, say we were throwing out a very good reception in all over Dublin City, so. Drive down O'Connor Street, you pick us up as clear as you would here, you know?
Yeah.
I'm actually, pretty surprised at the listenership that we have in Dublin, you know? Big listenership, you know? They have to air there yesterday morning. And the transmitter burnt out. But an awful lot of people from Dublin said you ringing us up, you know, wondering to know what happened, you know.
Yeah.
Swords now, we've a very big listenership.
Yeah.
Whitehall.
There was a station of Swords last year, wasn't there?
At KLO.
Yeah.
They closed up to Corton Junction from the residents. Causing interference. The guy that was running that, you know, he hasn't really got a head for business as such, you know.
Yeah.
Who goes out and gets the ads?
Hmm?
Who goes out and gets the...
We have sales staff. It's actually another part owner. There's three owners. There's Brian, that's the guy that owns the hotel, and another guy, Dennis Neary. Dennis is he's head of the advertising staff. Cindy does a little bit herself, out chasing ads. Apparently Cindy is the only actual presenter that is on the advertising staff as well. The rest of the advertising staff is about four. That's all he does. They have nothing to do with the air. Basically, what it is, we have an Irish record of number one this week. We base it on popularity requests and that, you know.
Yeah.
It's a reasonably good new release, we put it into it. We get a lot of requests for it, you know.
Yeah, and
even from young people, yeah. You know, we get ring up and ask for it. So, well, it is, you have to. You can have it, yes.
That's the delivery push away.